It's Campus Connection for Thursday, August 18th, 2016. I'm Kelly Burley, visiting with OSU President Burns Hargis. And Burns, the fall semester is officially underway this week.
Well, if there was any doubt, somebody should have been out there on campus with me just now, because, I mean, there are students everywhere. In fact, no one would believe that we actually have a traffic jam in Stillwater, but we've created a couple of them while everybody sort of gets oriented. But this is a great time of the year. We had our convocation last Friday, and the new freshman class is, I think it's the third largest in history. It's more than 4,100 students. It's very diverse. 30% are minority students. The ratio between in-state and out-of-state is about the same as the last two or three classes, about 65% in-state and 35% out-of-state. We're just very excited that nearly 700, we estimate about 700 of our new freshmen are actually first-generation students, so that's great.
And not only are students making their first classroom splash of the fall semester, Burns, but OSU will be making a big splash this Saturday at the Oklahoma City Boathouse.
Oh, well done, Kelly. That's a good alliteration there. Actually, OSU is forming an exciting partnership with the Riversport Rapids Adventure Park, the new whitewater rapids there by the Oklahoma River. We are joining, of course, the Riversport Rapids and the Oklahoma City Fire Department to offer the nation's premier swift water rescue training program to firefighters and first responders. This is particularly timely given the tragedies going on in Louisiana right now with the flooding. In fact, flooding and swift rising waters are the top cause of weather-related deaths in America, which I was surprised to learn. The OSU Fire Service Training Center is a leader in emergency training and planning. It's a lot more than responding to fire disasters, but all kinds of disasters. Fire departments from all across the United States should come here and train in this state-of-the-art facility under the instruction of top Swiftwater professional trainers. In fact, first class is going to be held this week, and on Saturday, I think at 10:30, we will celebrate the christening, so to speak, of the OSU Kayak Boathouse. We'll have the OSU name there on the Kayak Boathouse, and this partnership is going to open doors for students in our popular outdoor adventure program to utilize the facility. It's going to be very exciting. I hope everybody will come out. And I don't know if Pistol Pete will make it down the rapids or not, but we may try.
Well, let's switch from the water to the air and talk about Stillwater's new air service, which will be celebrated next week.
Yeah, this is very exciting. We announced it several weeks ago, but American Airlines service from Dallas-Fort Worth to Stillwater will begin on Tuesday, August 23rd. There'll be two daily flights to and from DFW. This is really a huge boost for our region. We've worked on it for a long time. It was the successful result. It was really a partnership between Stillwater, the city of Stillwater, and OSU. On Tuesday afternoon, we're going to be hosting an event, Stillwater, the city of Stillwater, and OSU. Actually, Ann and I are flying back, and we're going to go through Dallas and connect on this flight, so we'll be on that inaugural flight, which will be great. This service will provide travelers access to American Airlines' largest hub of 200 or more destinations worldwide. We're going to have free parking. The TSA lines won't be very long. I think we'll be getting passengers from far and wide, really, for this service. So it's an exciting day for Stillwater, for North Central Oklahoma, and for Oklahoma State.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.